back up yesterday, including indoor dining, it's safe to say that many people have taken the time to do some upgrades. And this is exactly what's happened with the Wellington Market, where a new food court opened today. BBC Radio Shops' Paul Shuttleworth couldn't stay away from the food court, of course. So he's been chatting to the market manager and also Helander Alcobia and Nigel Bullock, who's the head of finance at Castle Point Markets. Helander describes what it's been like as a trader recently.
So obviously these last couple of months and years, it has been obviously very difficult for traders due to obviously them not trading, especially, well, not all of them at least. So it has been very difficult financially and mentally because obviously they have been at home. So it has been a struggle for traders.
And of course, the demographic of your customers traditionally as well, many of which have been in the vulnerable groups, that's kind of heightened the challenges that the market's faced.
Yes. So over the years, obviously, our dynamics has changed of our customers because obviously over the years, it's always been the older generation that have been coming to the market and supporting the traders. Obviously, at the moment, we are trying to change that and are trying to appeal to younger customers, especially with our new traders and with the food court. And even with our older, some of our older traders have kind of changed the way they trade and what they sell to fit younger generations.
And the introduction of the food area, that's something that's been talked about here in Wellington for decades. I mean, I can remember conversations 10 years ago going on about it, but finally you've had the opportunity and the forward investment to be able to do something about it.
It's been about, I'd say, 3-4 years that we've been planning the food court, obviously with the last company. And obviously with the new company, we've actually managed to get the investment and the commitment, not just from obviously from the new owner, but obviously from traders also that have helped us through this process, and also the new traders that have helped us really drive it forward.
And there's a big value on aesthetics, isn't there? You've got some beautiful hanging lights, the floor's been done, and the image of it is vitally important, isn't it, if you want high-end and people to have a sit-down experience within this food area.
The way people, the way they shop and everything in your local high street or shopping centre, and it hasn't just become about just buying it, it's actually become visually, you know, it's the experience that they want.
Absolutely. And the future holds, we're going to be eventually stood in an area that's going to be filled with tables and chairs and places where people can sit down and relax and chat and, you know, perish the thought, interact with people.
So we're hoping in the coming weeks and months that obviously that does happen, and we have got some plans for the summer where we might be doing some late nights, which is obviously something, again, something different for Wellington and for the market itself.
Absolutely.
I'm Nigel Bullock. I'm head of finance for the company.
In the early stages of this company taking over, the market wasn't in the best of places, I think it's fair to say.
No, so it's fair to say that the previous owners were having financial problems. So when the new owners came in, they really wanted to make this market grow and have a vision to modernise it.
That was a real concern, wasn't it? For traders that have been here for decades, there was concerns about whether there would still be a market in Wellington. It must be reassuring to see a level of investment and new things coming into the space.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that can be seen by the fact that we have very little vacancies at the moment, so we still have quite a high occupancy. I think they see that as well, the fact that the new owners are investing in the company and looking at the long term as well.
The market also plays a very important role, doesn't it, in feeding into the economy as Wellington in terms of a high street. And that sort of ability for people to get their first rung on the ladder as traders and develop and build a business that can feed into the town.
Absolutely, yeah, and that's where we see it. We do see the market is vital for Wellington, and we are at the moment investing outside with the council. We are going to be developing a new a youth market, try and encourage that sort of youth, that younger generation to come in and experience being a trader in the market. So that should be coming on board hopefully next few months as well.
Wellington Market, who opened their new food court today.
Right, what's in store for the weather? Rich Davis is from the BBC Weather.